Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we are diving into one of the most fascinating and clinically relevant topics in the entire specification, ultrasound, which sits in topic 4.9 of your OCR Physics course. Whether you are preparing for your foundation or higher tier paper, this episode has everything you need. We are going to cover what ultrasound actually is, how it works in medical scanning and sonar, the key calculation you absolutely must be able to do, and then I will walk you through the most common mistakes I see candidates make, mistakes that cost marks every single year. By the end of this episode, you will be able to define ultrasound precisely, explain partial reflection at boundaries, perform echo sounding calculations confidently, and compare ultrasound with x-rays in a structured 6-mark answer. Let's get started. So, what exactly is ultrasound? The definition you need to learn, and I mean learn word for word, is this. Ultrasound is sound waves with a frequency greater than 20,000 hertz or 20 kilohertz. That upper limit of 20,000 hertz is the upper threshold of human hearing. Anything above that frequency is ultrasound. Anything below 20 hertz is infrasound. You need to know both boundaries. Now, here is something really important. Ultrasound is a longitudinal wave. That means the particles in the medium vibrate parallel to the direction of wave travel. Think of it like a slinky being pushed back and forth. You get compressions and rarefactions moving through the material. This is different from transverse waves like light, where the vibration is perpendicular to the direction of travel. The OCR mark scheme will award a mark for correctly identifying ultrasound as longitudinal, so do not confuse the two. Now let's talk about the most important physical principle behind how ultrasound imaging works. Partial reflection at boundaries. Imagine you send an ultrasound pulse into the human body. As that pulse travels through soft tissue, like muscle, it moves at a certain speed. But when it reaches a boundary between two different media, say the boundary between muscle and bone, something interesting happens. Part of the wave is reflected back towards the source, and part of it continues through into the denser material. This is called partial reflection. The key word here is partial. Only some of the wave bounces back. The rest is transmitted. Why does this happen? It happens because the two media have different densities and therefore different acoustic properties. The greater the difference in density between the two materials, the more of the wave is reflected. This is why ultrasound is so good at detecting boundaries between different types of tissue. Each boundary produces a reflected pulse that the machine can detect and use to build up an image. Now, here is the critical link to calculations. The time it takes for that reflected pulse to return to the probe is directly proportional to the depth of the boundary. A boundary that is deeper in the body will take longer for the echo to return. The machine measures these time delays and uses them to calculate distances, building up a picture layer by layer. This brings us to the most important formula in this topic. Write this down. Distance equals speed multiplied by time. Or in symbols, D equals V times T. You need to memorize this. It is not given on the OCR formula sheet, but here is the critical twist in echo sounding questions. The time value you are given is the total time for the pulse to travel to the boundary and back. So the pulse travels the distance twice, once going, once returning. This means you must divide the total time by 2 before using it in your calculation. The corrected formula for depth in echo sounding is depth equals speed multiplied by time divided by 2. Let me give you a worked example. A ship uses sonar to measure the depth of the ocean. An ultrasound pulse is emitted and the echo is received 0.4 seconds later. The speed of sound in seawater is 1,500 meters per second. Calculate the depth of the ocean. Step 1. Write down the formula. Depth equals speed multiplied by time divided by 2. Step 2. Substitute the values. Depth equals 1,500 multiplied by 0.4 divided by 2. Step 3. Calculate. 1,500 times 0.4 is 600. Divide by 2 gives 300. Step 4, state the answer with units. The depth is 300 meters. Notice that if you forgot to divide by 2, you would get 600 meters. Exactly double the correct answer. That is the single most common error in this topic, and it costs candidates one mark every time. Now let's talk about the applications of ultrasound. The two main applications you need to know are medical imaging and sonar. In medical imaging, ultrasound is used to image soft tissue structures like organs, blood vessels, and most famously, fetuses during pregnancy. The probe both emits and receives ultrasound pulses. Each time a pulse hits a boundary between tissues of different densities, a reflected pulse returns to the probe. The machine processes all these reflected pulses and their time delays to construct a two-dimensional image on screen. In sonar, which stands for sound navigation and ranging, ships and submarines use ultrasound pulses to measure water depth, detect underwater objects, and navigate. The same principle applies. Emit a pulse, measure the time for the echo to return, calculate the distance. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always check whether the time given is one-way or two-way. In virtually every OCR exam question involving echo sounding, the time given is the total time for the pulse to travel there and back. Your very first action when you see a calculation question should be to annotate the time value with the words there and back, and then write divide by two. Make it a habit. Tip number two, use the correct speed. Ultrasound travels at the speed of sound in the medium, not the speed of light. The speed of light is 3 × 10⁸ meters per second. The speed of sound in air is approximately 340 meters per second. In water, it is around 1,500 meters per second. The question will always give you the speed to use, so read carefully. Tip number three, use precise language. The mark scheme will not award marks for vague descriptions. Do not write, "the wave bounces off." Instead, write, "the wave is partially reflected at the boundary between two media of different densities." Every word in that sentence is earning you marks. Partial, because not all of it reflects. Boundary, because that is the specific location. Different densities, because that is the physical reason it happens. Tip number four, for 6-mark comparison, questions between ultrasound and x-rays, structure your answer into 3 clear sections: safety, image, quality, and mechanism. For safety, state that ultrasound is non-ionizing and therefore safe for use on pregnant women and fetuses, whereas x-rays are ionizing radiation that can damage DNA and cells. For image quality, state that ultrasound is better for soft tissue and real-time imaging, while x-rays are better for dense structures like bone. For mechanism, explain partial reflection for ultrasound versus differential absorption for x-rays. Tip number five, remember the assessment objective weightings. OCR awards 30% of marks for AO1, that is straightforward knowledge and recall. 45% is AO2, applying your knowledge to new contexts. And 25% is AO3, analysis and evaluation. This means the majority of marks require you to apply your understanding, not just recite facts. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the minimum frequency of ultrasound? The answer is 20,000 hertz or 20 kilohertz. Question 2. What type of wave is ultrasound? Transverse or longitudinal? Longitudinal. Question 3. What happens to an ultrasound pulse when it reaches a boundary between two media of different densities? It is partially reflected. Question 4. A sonar pulse takes 0.6 seconds to return. The speed of sound in water is 1,500 meters per second. What is the depth? Depth equals 1,500 times 0.6 divided by 2, which equals 450 meters. Question 5. Give one reason why ultrasound is preferred over x-rays for imaging a fetus. Ultrasound is non-ionizing, so it does not damage the DNA of the developing fetus. How did you do? If you got all 5, you are in excellent shape. If you struggled with question 4, go back and practice the echo sounding calculation. It comes up almost every year. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember. 1, ultrasound has a frequency greater than 20,000 hertz. Learn that definition precisely. 2, ultrasound is a longitudinal wave. Particles vibrate parallel to the direction of travel. 3, partial reflection occurs at boundaries between media of different densities. The word partial is essential. 4, the echo sounding formula is depth equals speed times time divided by 2. Always have the time. 5, ultrasound is non-ionizing, making it safe for soft tissue imaging and use during pregnancy, unlike x-rays, which are ionizing. That is everything you need for topic 4.9, ultrasound. Remember, the exam rewards candidates who can apply their knowledge to unfamiliar situations. So practice calculations with different numbers and practice writing extended answers using the safety, image quality, mechanism structure. Good luck with your revision. You have got this. See you in the next episode.